Welcome to the Campus Chronicle. This is Emily and Nick and Alex. We are here today to talk about back to school, considering it is a new school year, and what it is like. Nick, do you have any thoughts on back to school?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how a lot of the classes are still taking place online. I mean, I know we're still going through kind of stressful times, but it's interesting to see that there's not a whole lot of in person, I guess, as compared to online.
Alex, do you have any comments on that?
Well, I'm taking an online sociology class, and my teacher said that the reason she switched fully online was to try to be with her family more. So, yeah. I'm thinking more of the teachers might just not want to go back to fully in person.
Yeah, I think that is one of the pros of being online, is that you can do more outside of school and outside of the workplace, too. But, yeah, I was kind of hoping to be back in person more often, but it's whatever, you know, I'm flexible.
But the people with anxiety may find it very hard. Coming from somebody who has anxiety, online classes gives you stress because managing time skills and having a teacher being like, great, you have to give this to me. And in online classes, you, like, don't have that. Well, it's like it keeps you accountable. Or if you procrastinate, a.k.a. me, you may not be able to get stuff done because you'll be procrastinating, and then you could fail your classes. So I feel like, for me, I'm happy there's online classes for parts of me, but a part of me is like, in person.
Yeah, I'm personally opposed to the online classes because I have a hard time concentrating, especially with in an in-person class, you can just have like everybody blurt out their answers. The online class, at least what I'm taking, you have to push the thing where you raise your hand, and then you have like five people raising their hands, so you waste a lot of time doing that when you could just blur your answer out.
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, there's obviously pros and cons to it, but I guess for me, I thought it was just going to be, you know, 2020, 2021, you know, because we went through, you know, a lot of stuff that year with COVID and everything else. But I like it, but I don't like it, if that makes sense.
I definitely could see how online classes lend itself to certain classes better than others. The one that I've noticed really don't work well online classes are definitely lab-based courses and ones with discussions.
I feel like also writing, because a lot of people, like, it takes them a while to write, so it's like, okay, I have a week to do this, I'm going to procrastinate for 2 days, and then it's not going to get done in time.
Yeah, whether, you know, we're in person or online, I've always had trouble with procrastinating, but I feel like one advantage of being online, though, at least in my experience, is that I found I do have more time to do things, because if I'm, like, going out to, like, you know, wherever, I feel like I waste more time.
Plus, you can do extra homework while the teacher's not watching you on the camera.
Unless it has a camera. There's some teachers, yeah, well, you have, like, a video camera on for classes.
Yeah. Mine does not.
You lucky duck.
Talk about certain things, but
it's
never gotten to that point yet.
It's not a problem with my sociology class. It dissolves into fighting constantly.
And that's the way, yeah, a lot of it is that, you know, you either agree or you don't agree. You think this should work, you think this shouldn't work. It's kind of the way life works.
Nick, you are second year, right? And Alex, you are technically first year, second semester, kind of?
Yeah, I was here for the spring semester, but I'm here for the fall semester now.
So, do you guys have any advice for people who are just starting DMAC? Or, Alex, it is your second semester. Is there anything you've learned that's different from high school to college? And, Nick, is there anything you would suggest to give college students who are starting out, or just in general, You said you struggle with procrastination. How not to do that? Tips, tricks, anything like that?
Yes. Well, for me, time management is really important. You know, you got to, like, set aside time. Okay, I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to write down stuff that I need to do for this assignment. I'm going to, you know, set aside time to write this research paper. I feel like you really need to, you know, compartmentalize what you're going to do and really have good time management skills.
Also, the writing lab and academic achievement center is really helpful. I know the teachers are pounding that into your head, but you might want to listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's certainly valuable advice that we could all take from people that are higher up from us or people that do have experience. So, yeah, I'd say just, you know, study a lot, practice good habits. You'll be fine.
Also, I did notice that I'm actually from Wisconsin, so I don't know what the high schools were like here in Iowa, but I found people are a lot nicer in college.
Well, yeah, I think the biggest difference between that is that in high school, people care more about fitting in. College, you're not really so concerned about that. Yep.
Yeah, it was like in high school, I was bullied severely, and you don't see that here.
I feel like also you, like, you're really stressed out about classes, so you don't have time to, like, be mean, I guess, or, like, you just kind of stop caring, like, what other people think, because you're like, well, I'm here to get a degree and not to please people, and if you're here to please people, then, like, that's 100% fine, but, like, you kind of just randomly stop caring about what other people think, because you're like, I have classes, I have things that already make me stressed, I don't want to be more stressed because of it.
Well, like, literally the first day I had Daniel, like,
shout out to Malkation.
Yeah, literally had Daniel giving me his leftover Chinese food from Lucky Bamboo, and he didn't even know me. So, like, that's how we met, and that was like the first day.
Yeah, don't be scared too.
Oh, the food was soggy, and he had eaten. But that's also how I met Sierra and Elijah too.
Yeah, don't be scared to try to reach out to people or try to have conversations with people. It may seem scary, but I say, as my second year of college, I was a very much so an introvert. Still very much so am. Make it yourself out though. You're gonna meet some interesting people.
Yeah, and that's Kai. I wanted to do, like, more in-person this semester so that I could try to sort of break out of my shell because, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm an introvert all the time, but I'm, like, an extroverted introvert. Like, I choose, pick and choose when I want to be, like, social, I guess. So I feel like if I, you know, reached out and went to campus more often, that might help me with that.
Yeah, me, I'm more along the lines of, if I know you, I'm going to socialize with you, but I'm never going to make the first move. People here will do that for you.
I feel like also, Nick, because I met you when you first started coming to newspaper, I feel like it's also helped you go out of your shell, which I'm going to have a shameless plug for newspaper. You should join. We're 100% looking for more people if you want to join.
Like me, I literally just started today.
Hey. Hey, welcome to the newspaper. Do you guys have any, how do I put this? Do you guys have any advice for somebody who may be an introvert or an introverted extrovert introvert that may be struggling with, well, how do I find friends or how do I talk to people? How do I get out of my shell?
Join campus fellowship.
Yeah, I think joining clubs is a good way. Also, just, you know, maybe saying how are you doing to somebody that you've never even had a conversation with before. I mean, if you do that with, like, a few people that you don't know or you don't know too well, I mean, that could open a lot of doors for you that you may not see yet.
I feel like also sports, intramural sports, or just anything that's, whether that's bingo or going to the gym, I feel like you get to meet a lot of people. I know there's a lot of people that, anywhere there's basically a lot of people, Dive back into DMAC is also something that you get to meet a lot of clubs and you get to like meet a lot of new people.
I'm actually pretty excited for that. I didn't get to go to that the first time, so.
Yeah, definitely. So.
What would you guys, Nick, you've been through final exams. Alex, have you? Yeah, you have. What would you guys say to like a freshman who's starting off that's like, you know, they're not really going to study or work really hard this semester? What would you say to them when, like, final exams come and they get, like, really stressed? Would you say study hard even at the beginning of the year, or what would you say to them?
Do not put it off until the last minute. It is the worst possible thing you could do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But also, though, if you've taken a lot of notes for, like, all the, like, sections or whatever, I'd say review that as much as possible or create, like, flashcards. Just some way that you can quickly remember, like, terms or things that you have to remember just to make sure that you'll pass and get a good grade.
Oh, and YouTube videos. They explain the complex topics in a way that actually you can stay awake for.
Yeah, you can learn anything on YouTube.
Crash Course is my favorite.
Yes, I love those crash courses, too. They're
John Green's awesome.
Really helpful.
Fault in Our Stars was also really good.
So you would say the whole semester, really pay attention, take notes, so that when final exam comes, or exam, you have an exam.
Right, because it's all building up to the end, right? And sometimes it won't be. I mean, in most cases, it is worth a large part of your grade. But, you know, I also think, like, don't stress yourself out too much about it, especially if you're like, if you have like an A in the class, because you don't want to like, I don't know, psych yourself out too much, because that is a real thing where people will, you know, overthink something and then they'll end up failing miserably.
And one other thing, pay attention to your mental health during that part, because I know a friend who was going through some pretty bad mental health, not you. who was going through some pretty bad mental health issues around that time, getting stressed out and dealing with anxiety. And don't eat. Find some friends to hang out with, go out for a pizza or something.
Not only find, like, friends, but also in building one, we also do have counselors that you can talk to if you're feeling stressed or if you lost a loved one or if you're just stressed about how do I focus when I'm away from my parents, how do I, like, with all the new things of college and just in general, if your mental health or if something makes you stressed out or if you start having really bad, like, just where you can't sleep, you're having panic attacks, like, we do have really good counselors. I would highly recommend them.
Yeah, and you know, while, you know, physical health and, like, being sure you're physically healthy is important, if you're not right up here, you know, you gotta, you know, definitely reach out to somebody and get that help, because, I mean, a lot of people have done some pretty permanent things because of it, so definitely make sure your mental health is okay.
Also, watch what you're eating and definitely shower.
Yes, do that too. Shower, wear deodorant. Yeah.
When he's talking about take care of your physical health too, it's also important. Don't be eating tons of junk food, because it's just going to make you sleepy and make it harder for you to focus on your studies.
Actually eat. There's some people I know that will not eat if they are stressed out. Eat. I'm going to be the mother real quick. Eat your food. Drink water. Make sure you don't die, please.
Yeah, me, I've got the other side of that where I'm stressed out. I eat too much junk.
So. I've been there, my friend. I've been there. Yeah, just make sure you're eating three times a day and that you're drinking your water.
And watch your caffeine intake.
Hey, coffee is life.
It depends on which meal you're missing. You got to get breakfast. That's the most important one.
Yeah. One or two coffees a day is probably a good limit to set.
You're one of those people that thinks, oh, yeah, coffee or Red Bull is adequate.
Water is my meal.
Yeah, not saying it's not important, but
what I tend to do is for every caffeinated beverage I drink, flush it out with double the liquid, or double the...
Yes, absolutely.
Because you need to flush out all that stuff out of your body, otherwise you're going to eventually have some problems from it.
Yeah. Another thing I would highly recommend, read... There's some textbooks you don't have to read, but if it's a class, well, you know you're going to have tests on the textbook, and you don't want to read it. There's this really good thing called an online textbook, or things on YouTube where people will read them to you, and all you have to do is listen to them and take notes. Highly recommend doing that.
Yeah, that is good advice. Another thing, too, about getting textbooks if you need it. If you can, don't buy it through DMACC. Do it at Textbook Outlet. A lot cheaper. I knew a girl that bought two books, almost $300 it cost her for only two textbooks. I, this semester, went to Textbook Outlet, got three for under $100. So,
I work at the bookstore, so no comment.
Oh, sorry. I probably should have.
Another thing for freshmen or in general, I'm glad none of you could hear what he just said. I would recommend that if you can, try to show up to your classes a little bit early. Like, as much as you want to be like, okay, I can, if I leave my house, I'll be like maybe a minute late. A lot of professors don't like that, and they don't like when kids just randomly will walk into the classroom 5-10 minutes late. So I would highly recommend trying to find the best way to work it around your schedule, where you know that even if that's like 2 minutes late or 2 minutes early or like 5 minutes early, just showing up on class on early, because you're not only wasting your professor's time, but you're also wasting other students. And some professors I know will keep you later if there is a student that's late.
Also, try to form a relationship with your professors. Like, just talking to them and asking them how their day is. They're people, too.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah.
And some of the professors don't want to go through the content just as much as you do, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, that's why communication is so important, right? I mean... communicating with your professor, like, hey, you know, I might be a couple minutes late to this class, or I might not be able to get this assignment turned in on time. I think, in my experience, communication has gone a long way, and thankfully I haven't had a professor yet who was a stickler about showing up every class on time.
And if you are going through a hard time, kind of looping back to the mental health thing, a lot of the professors, if you send them an email or text them, like, hey, my depression or my anxiety or I lost a loved one, or I'm just having a really hard time and I have a therapy, they will probably, a lot of the professors will at least give you an extra day or an extra 2 days to be working on things. So don't be scared to, like, email them and be like, hey, I'm having a hard time. Can I get an extension? Not all professors will, and not all assignments.
Yeah, definitely don't expect it from them. That's rude.
Yeah. And kind of on that note, have you guys gotten adjusted to the new your new schedules yet, or no? Yeah, I haven't.
I have a class that goes from 6:30 to 9:30 at night, so no. Oof.
Yeah, that's rough.
Oh, one other thing. You probably already figured this out for anybody who's starting out, but next semester, register early. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck with the really, really bad classes.
Yeah.
Not bad classes.
Like the bad time slots.
Yeah. Let's do that sooner rather than later.
Don't schedule yourself for 8 a.m. A lot of people, you know, they went to high school and they're like, you know, I got up at like 5 or 6 a.m. I was at school and I was, you know, ready to learn. Well, not ready to learn, but like I could have classes at 8 a.m. You are in college, you're going to have a lot more time management, and you're going to be able to stay out later. Would not recommend having an 8 a.m. class that you know you're probably not going to pay attention or sleep through, because it's not going to do well in the long run.
Not to mention you're in college and your friends are going to want you to stay out late all the time.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to sort of balance all that, and it does depend on the kind of person you are, too. Some people like to go early morning. Some people like to wait until night or the afternoon. I personally don't like getting up that early, but most of my classes are in the afternoon, so. Yeah, I've been able to manage so far.
Yeah, campus fellowship's definitely been doing some late night events.
Don't be calling us out like that. That's not.
That have been making it very hard to get up in the morning. like those events coupled with a class that.
Yeah, he's on the new MacBook, so it doesn't. I'm kidding. Another thing I would 100% recommend is if you can, try to become friends with people in your classes. If you have any questions and you're scared to talk to the professor, you have, like, somebody else that you could just be like, hey, I don't understand this. Did you possibly understand this? If you're scared to talk to an adult, or if you're scared to, not scared to talk to an adult, but if you don't want to talk to the teacher or don't want to talk to somebody in the student activity center.
I know in my classes, a couple of the people in my classes have been, like, creepily friendly to me. Like, following me out of the classroom after class.
Yeah, that does happen. I personally do that at work because I don't want to talk to my boss. But, and yeah, it's good to form relationships with people. Yeah.
Another thing is if you are having an issue with another student and you just can't get it figured out, we also have DMAC security that I highly suggest that you have in your phone.
That's not where I was going with by the creepy thing.
No, I'm just saying in general, that's something I figured we might want to bring up. Is like DMAC security is always on call. There's always at least two of them in the building, at least two of them on campus, maybe one only in one of the like building five. But they're here. If you have an issue, if you lost something, if you don't feel comfortable walking to class because of someone or like something's going on, they will walk with you. Like they will. I highly suggest you put that number in your phone. You can Google search it. It's not that difficult. It's also on the DMAC website. So I highly recommend that.
Good information, Emily. And yeah, you know, it is important that whenever you're in a dangerous situation to always reach out for help whenever necessary.
Also, support the local, like, restaurants on campus because, like, it may be easier to, like, want to leave campus and get food and then come back. But a lot of the times, if you do that during lunch hour, you're not going to really have a spot to sit, which, I mean, could be good because you can get to know people. But highly recommend checking out Taza, Lucky Bamboo, or Cafe X and just supporting, like, the local things on campus.
The guys from Taza will also, they're really nice too. Like the first time I met them, they were giving me free samples of like literally everything.
that's nice. It really is. And if that kind of food's not your thing, we also have Subway. It has something for everybody. So it's not local, but yeah, it's there.
The guys from Taza, I'll like literally see them shopping at Walgreens and they'll recognize me and like say hi.
What kind of food have you tried there? I haven't been there.
Their falafel's pretty good. The shawarma is obviously the best.
Another thing along with food is in building 6 outside of the I don't know what it's called. Learning Center? I don't know what it's called. But
that's called the library.
They have a like food pantry. For, like, people who, like, may not be able to get as much as food. I know I don't really know that much on it, and I don't know if Nick does or if Alex does.
We have one here in Building 5, too.
There's also one in Building 5, but there's, like, a food pantry for if you don't have, I don't know how to describe this, but if you need food, there's also that.
Or you forgot your lunch.
Or you forgot your lunch, which a lot of college kids do, don't lie. do you guys have anything else besides football season's coming up? Yeah, yeah. But that's a whole nother topic. Also, make sure you're dressing for the weather. Don't be wearing, if it's 90 degrees, don't wear blue jeans and don't get overheated because that's something a lot of people, I feel like, can do sometimes is just not look at. Drink water. Please
and take the sweatshirts and hoodies and beanie hats off.
Yes, it's not quite fall yet.
Hey,
I mean, we're getting excited for it.
It is fall time. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Look at it and call it Elijah.
Yeah. Moral of the story, if it's 80 degrees, don't wear a hoodie.
Unless you have a class or boating where you know you'll get cold. Like boating 6, I know sometimes is really cold, and boating 4 sometimes can be cold. For that, you can have a sweatshirt, and just if you get cold in class, put it on. But I would recommend not wearing it outside yet.
Oh, I got something. Building 1. There's a lot of stuff in Building 1, including your registration and stuff that you probably have already met. But your academic advisors, if you don't know what classes you're going to take in the future or what classes you should be registering for, or even for that matter, what you want to do with your life, which, like me, I was going to say, just go with liberal arts. But
another thing is highly recommend looking at degree books, especially if you're a freshman or even if you're a sophomore, I guess, and it's your second year and you're trying to figure out how many credits or what classes to take. Not only would your academic advisor be able to probably help you with that, if you kind of know what you're going for, just send them an email, but also looking at degree books and seeing, making sure you're taking the right classes and making sure, like, you can finish whenever you want to finish on time, whether that's 2 years, 3 years, if you're doing the 4x4 program, whatever, I highly recommend that, too.
Yeah, definitely some important notes, and if you do want to finish in a couple years, don't make the mistake I did and take less classes, because that was originally the plan, was only do 2 years, but I'm back for a third year, which is okay. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but yeah, go DMAC Bears.
And on that note, does anyone else have anything else? Any questions, Alex, for someone who's been here longer?
I was going to say something about housing. If you can avoid living on your own with the housing, like if you live close by enough to live with your parents, that's probably a better financial decision, and you will have more money in your pocket at the end of the week.
Along with that, don't be buying stupid stuff that you know you'll regret in like two days later.
Oh, and invest in a bike.
Yeah. Definitely, especially with these gas prices.
Buy a horse and carriage.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, and check out downtown Ankeny. There's all kinds of cool stuff down there.
Yes, Ankeny is a cool town.
Also, with transportation, we also, as DMAC students, have a free DART bus, and they actually have hours posted. Well, if you are from Des Moines and you can't drive, or you just physically don't want to drive, you can also take those. And I would watch times on that. Excuse me. If you go to use a DART bus, just to make sure you're not late for classes, or if it drops out at one place, you have enough time to get back and make sure you're not late.
Anything else, guys? Or?
Well, thank you for listening in to the first DMAC Campus Chronicle podcast of the school year of 2022-2023. This has been Alex, Nick, and Emily.